In a nation already struggling to meet housing demand, a new report reveals that the climate crisis is pushing the situation to the edge in the tri-state area, a realization the Regional Plan Association says coastal cities across the U.S. must face head-on. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are all at risk of losing both existing homes and future developments due to flooding. The RPA hopes their report will provide insight on how city and state leaders can save close to 1 million homes from high-risk flooding. Researchers focused on eastern New York City, creating a study area that includes surrounding suburbs, discovering a housing shortage of 1.2 million homes due to land gradually becoming undevelopable due to flood zones. RPA believes that the key to combating both the housing crisis and climate-induced flooding lies in zoning. Zoning involves local laws and regulations that determine what developers can build on specific land, with categories like residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural. According to the National Zoning Atlas, a shortfall of 680,000 homes is expected by 2040 due to current residential zoning, which only allows for 45% of homes to be built. Researchers see this shortfall as an opportunity to address the housing gap while prioritizing flood risks, infrastructure, and the environment. New York City's City of Yes housing reforms could add 82,000 new housing units, reducing the housing deficit in the study area from 758,000 to 676,000, an 11% decrease. It's a step in the right direction, but RPA says it's just the beginning. The City of Yes for Housing Opportunity zoning amendment introduced last year makes it easier to build more homes in every neighborhood, giving New Yorkers more housing options and lowering costs. RPA's findings reveal that in the next 15 years, New York City suburbs could lose more than 80,000 homes to flooding, affecting 1.6 million people in the process. Coastal flooding risks isn't a new phenomenon for New York City. The mayor's office says since Hurricane Sandy in 2012, officials have created infrastructure to protect waterfront neighborhoods from the storm surge. The New York City Department of City Planning updated its zoning laws, allowing builders to create flood-resilient structures, lower insurance costs, and recover quickly from disasters. The city also established special coastal risk districts in 2017 to address highly vulnerable flood zones. To alleviate overcrowding in New York City, RPA says more than 360,000 homes are needed, a number that could triple over the next 15 years.